This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio, Hawaii Talks. I'm Catherine Cruz. HBR's Kuʻuwehi Hiraishi joins us this morning to talk about the promise of a plan on the Valley Isle, where a bitter fight over water has long been brewing. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So the end to a nearly 16 years contested case hearing for Nawaiʻeha, so the four great waters of Wailuku, has come to an end. And in the eve, I believe, of the closing arguments, or the day of the closing arguments, Mahipono, the ag venture over on Maui, had gone ahead and announced that they've come to an agreement with the Hui o Nawaiʻeha, which is a longtime group of community stewards of the water of Nawaiʻeha, taro farmers, also Kuleana land owners, and OHA, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And this agreement basically lays out this sort of roadmap on that's really going to, I think, from what people are saying, change the direction of how we treat water here in Hawaii's public trust. So some of the things in this agreement was to, one, I guess the amount of water that Mahipono had agreed to divert from the streams was less than it had originally. Its predecessor, HCNS Sugar Company, had requested from the Commission on Water Resource Management. They've also committed to irrigation efficiency, which is something that I know a lot of the farmers who use the water in stream have been fighting for a really long time. So sort of figuring out where the system is losing water or leaking, or figuring out how to patch that up so that the water does flow from Mauka to Makai, from the mountains to the sea. And they've also agreed to have this allocation be non-transferable, meaning this can only be used for Mahipono's crops. I think there was a lot of sort of rumors flying around about Mahipono later using this water for development in some way, right?
That's always been the fear, yes.
Exactly, but that's been put to rest with this, with the agreement. So we should say that the agreement is just the beginning of things. There is still a little hesitancy or a little doubt on how it's going to play out. But folks are, I'd say, cautiously optimistic.
And we should probably point out, because maybe folks aren't familiar with Mahipono.
Yes. So Mahipono, they've got about 41,000 acres they bought. It's a joint venture. I mean, we talked about this earlier, between a Canadian pension investment group and also a California agricultural company. And the goal is, and the mission is, to produce a fresh local food over in central Maui on land that was acquired from the former now defunct plantation. And so part of what will make their crops grow is this water. So they have requested water both from Nawaiʻeha, so from the Wailuku side of Maui, but also from East Maui irrigation coming off of Haleakala. And they are trying to be a bit more efficient with how they, phase in development or phase in these crops. So they've started with potatoes so far. They've got, you know, they're going to kind of phase that in. But as they go, they need to secure these sort of water rights. And so part of this contested case hearing with folks on Maui, and at least in Nawaiʻeha, was to figure out, for the Commission on Water Resource Management, to figure out how much water they're going to allow to stay in stream for things like the marine life in the stream, but also for folks who have sort of public trust use rights to it. So Kuleana land owners, taro farmers, and then how much can be diverted for things like Mahipono, but also other private users, including, the county takes water off of this. So still a public cause, but not a public trust use necessarily. Anyway, so speaking to Isaac Moriwake, he's an earth justice attorney who's worked on the Nawaiʻeha case for more than 20 years, nearly 20 years. And, you know, this agreement, this idea that you can come to an agreement before going to the Water Commission, right? So this is handled outside of that, not having to sue and go through court, a long-time lawsuit. This was a turning point, he says. Here's Moriwake.
So they're going to be the biggest end user of all that stream water on both sides, but definitely in Nawaiʻeha going forward. And so this opportunity to come to an agreement with them as the biggest end user, the biggest agricultural user, was really important to set the tone going forward that we're moving from the old plantation system of taking all the water mm-hmm. and never mind everybody else, and more sort of balance and efficiency and respecting, you know, the resource as the public trust.
Right. So these four streams or rivers, Waihe'e, Waiehu, Iao, and Waikapu, were once sort of this entire area was some of the largest taro producing areas back in early Hawaii. And when the plantations came in, it was one of the first areas on the island to be diverted in large amounts, all this water. So returning that will sort of spark something that kalo farmer Hokua Pellegrino is really looking forward to, but the restoration of traditional agricultural systems in the area could be something that could help Hawaii, at least in his view. He's the president of Hui Ona Waiea, which was the group that came to this agreement with Mahi Pono. And he says, you know, it's hopeful, but we're not going to, you know, write this off just yet. We're not going to let them go. We're going to keep an eye on what Mahi Pono does. Here's Pellegrino.
You know, the proof is in the pudding, right? I mean, these guys, you know, this is a big corporation, you know, similar like their predecessors in terms of having, you know, that, you know, financial backing and, you know, large landowner. And it's really the burdens falling upon them to really execute on these actions that they've committed to. And I don't think anybody should feel any differently at this exact moment. You know, it really... We, you know, for the Hui part, we want to see that this is going to come to, you know, the commitment's going to come to fruition, and that they're going to stay true to what they said they're going to do.
That's right. And we did reach out to Mahi Pono, who had pretty much said they don't want to celebrate just yet. They don't want to go up and make do the media rounds because it's important for them to sort of stand on their actions. And they know the history of this area and the history of the relationship or the distrust between the community and the former plantation and former landowner. And so they want to make sure that they get some action. You know, they make good on some of these commitments before they start parading around.
And you reached out to Shan Tsutsui, the former
right.
lieutenant governor.
Exactly, who's a vice president of operations and who was at the commission, the final closing arguments for the Commission on Water Resource Management. And he did sort of talk about how they want to be better stewards. And hopefully this stipulation agreement is a step in that direction. And getting back to sort of how long this process has been, got to talk to Moriwake again, the attorney, about what this means moving forward.
It took a long time and a lot of hard work by the community on the ground, and of course the legal process to enforce the law. But now you see today, all four of the Navajo rivers and streams are flowing from Mauka to Makai. There's no question that streams have to flow, and that people have the right to flowing streams to support all the uses, not only the ecosystem from Mauka to Makai, but also to support community farming like taro growing, and there's no turning back.
Right, so the commission expected to make a decision in the next several months.
Okay, and we'll have to see if they give the nod, but thanks
exactly.
so much.
All right, mahalo.
That was Kuvehi Hiraishi talking about a deal struck over water between Mahi Pono and those who have long battled the sugar industry. To read her stories, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.